Yivamis, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. We're going to finish off this part of the Masechta, and then Be'ez Hashem, we're starting a completely new Mikzoya. Last Mishnah that Cheshm is out, the different cases of who married who, Legabe Truma, Bas Koyin Shenisis Li Yisrael, she, Mitzad, her, Yichus, can eat Truma, she's Nisis Li Yisrael. So, of course, right now, the Gzeh Zakosav is, she's a Yisraelis, Loitei Chav Truma. May, if her husband died, she wants Vishovel Beisavia that she could go back to her father's house. Her status as a kohen is, what's ma'akiv her from returning to her father's house? V'lohe menu ben, she has a son from the Yisrael, loitei chavet truma. Nises l'levi, let's say the pshan, the Mishnah is, she married after that a levi. So the halach is now she's levia. From her second marriage, she's levia, so tei chavet maisa. Meis v'lohem enu ben. Again, we're going over here according to her mayor, of course, that only a levi is allowed to eat maisa, so she needs that status. Zohar, we don't paskin that way. But the Mishnah is trying to bring out the point lefi that mandama. So meis v'lohem enu ben, she's stuck now in being a levia, toicha b'maisa, but she doesn't go back to being a bas koyin, because she retains her status as a levia. She's a zoro legabe kuhuna, legabe truma. Nisis l'koyin. She got married to another Kohen after she already has children from Yisrael or from a Levi. So it doesn't make a difference that she has children from the Levi or the Yisrael and that retains her status as being a Levi or Yisraelis. Lu'umas, her original status that she's a Bas Kohen. Now she's married to a Kohen, so therefore Teicha B'Truma. Meis V'lohim Enu Ben. If she has left over a child who's a Kohen, Teicha B'Truma. Meis b'no mekoyin, if her son that was born to her now from marriage number 3, from when she's a kohenis, dies, so now she doesn't have her marriage to give her truma, she doesn't have her child to keep her married to her husband, the kohen. So therefore, what is she? She retains her status as being married to a Levi or to Yisrael. The chiddush over here is that the halacha that Zera retains her status in her marriage is not only when that becomes her last station, she's an almona. Even when she gets another marriage, and that marriage changed her din, she then goes back to her married status because of the child, even though her marriage is long over. And over there, Loteicha b'truma, meis b'no milevi, if then her son died milevi, so she loses her status as a levia, Loteicha b'maisa, but she still has a son alive from Yisrael. Meis binom Yisrael, then chazeres lebeis avio. V'alzu nema, that's what the pasuk says. V'shovel beis avio, kinureo milechem avio toichel. Ultimately, without children holding her in the marriages to a Yisrael, Levi, whatever it is, she now is chazeres to her status as a bas koyin, and she goes back to eat. This finishes off this section in the Masechta. And Be'ez Hashem, in the next parak, the 10th parak, we're going to be starting a whole new Mikzoyah.